ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 3, ದಿ ಸ್ಟಾಟಸ್ ಕ್ವೋ, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14, ಪ್ರೆಗ್ನೆನ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಪಾರ್ಟ್ 3, ವರ್ಸಸ್ 24 ಥ್ರೂ 29, ಎ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಕಶ್ಯಪ, the son of Marichi, continued speaking to his wife Diti. The king of the ghosts, Lord Shiva, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time accompanied by ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Lord Shiva's body is reddish and he is unstained, but he is covered with ashes. His hair is dusty from the whirlwind dust of the burning crematorium. Lord Shiva is the younger brother of your husband, and he sees with three eyes. He regards no one as his relative, and yet there is no one who is not connected with Lord Shiva. Shiva does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable, and we respectfully worship the remnants of his foodstuff, and we vow to accept whatever is rejected by Lord Shiva. Although no one in this material world is equal to or greater than Lord Shiva, and although his unimpeachable character is followed by great souls in order to dismantle the mass of nescience, Lord Shiva nevertheless remains as if a devil, just to give salvation to all devotees of the Lord. However, unfortunate, foolish persons, not knowing that he is engaged in his own self, laugh at Lord Shiva. Such foolish persons engage in maintaining their bodies, which is eatable by dogs, with dresses, ornaments, garlands, and ointments. Demigods like Lord Brahma also follow the religious rites observed by Shiva. He is the controller of the material energy which causes the creation of the material world. Lord Shiva is great, and therefore his devilish characteristics are simply imitation.
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastrai Rukta Tata Bab Yata Eva Sadbihi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Prasadan Nagati Kutopi. Dayan Subang Tasya Yashastri Sanyam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Bandeguro Sri Charanara Vindam. Om Ajnana Smarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyadesha Charine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Ghor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Lord Shiva or Rudra is the king of the ghosts. Ghostly characters worship Lord Shiva to be gradually guided toward a path of self-realization. Mayavadi philosophers are mostly worshippers of Lord Shiva, and Sripad Shankara Acharya is considered to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva for preaching godlessness to these Mayavadi philosophers. Ghosts are bereft of a physical body because of their grievously sinful acts, such as suicide. The last resort of these ghostly characters in human society is to take shelter of suicide, either material or spiritual. Material suicide causes the loss of a physical body, whereas spiritual suicide causes loss of the individual identity. Mayavadi philosophers desire to lose their individuality and thus merge into the impersonal spiritual Brahmajyoti existence. So Lord Shiva, being very kind to the ghosts, sees that although they are condemned, that they get physical bodies. Shiva places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse regardless of the restrictions of time and circumstance. Kashyapa wanted to impress this fact upon Diti so that she might wait for just a while. We should always remember that Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living entity, nor is Shiva in the category of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shiva is far more powerful than any living entity up to the standard of Lord Brahma, and yet Lord Shiva is not on an equal level with Vishnu. But since Shiva is almost like Lord Vishnu, Shiva can see past, present, and future. One of Shiva's eyes is like the sun planet, another is like the moon, and his third eye, which is between his eyebrows, is like fire. Lord Shiva can generate fire from his middle eye, and he is able to vanquish any powerful living entity, including Brahmaji. And yet, Shiva does not live pompously in a nice house, etc., nor does he possess any material properties, even though Lord Shiva is master of the material world. Shiva lives mostly in the crematorium, where dead bodies are burnt, and the whirlwind dust of the crematorium is Lord Shiva's bodily dress. Thus, Lord Shiva is unstained by any material contamination. Kashyapa took Lord Shiva as his younger brother because the youngest sister of Diti was married to Lord Shiva in her form of Sati. This is because the husband of one's sister is considered one's brother. And so by that social relationship, Shiva happened to be the younger brother of Kashyapa. Kashyapa warned Diti that because Lord Shiva would see their sex indulgence, the time was not appropriate. Diti might argue that they would enjoy sex life in a private place, but Kashyapa reminded Diti that Lord Shiva has three eyes, the sun, moon, and fire, and no one can escape Lord Shiva's vigilance any more than one can escape Lord Vishnu. Just like, although seen by the police, a criminal is sometimes not immediately punished. The police wait for the proper time to apprehend such a person. The forbidden time for sexual intercourse would be noted by Lord Shiva, and Diti would meet with proper punishment by giving birth to a child of ghostly character or a godless impersonalist. Kashyapa foresaw all of this, and so he warned his wife, Diti. Kashyapa informed her that just because Lord Shiva happened to be Kashyapa's brother-in-law that should not encourage Diti in her offense towards Lord Shiva. Kashyapa warned Diti that actually Shiva is not connected with anyone, nor is anyone Lord Shiva's enemy. And since Shiva is one of the three controllers of universal affairs, Lord Shiva is equal to everyone. His greatness is incomparable because Shiva is a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is even said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that among all the devotees of the Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva is the greatest. Thus, the remnants of foodstuff left by Lord Shiva is accepted by other devotees as Mahaprasad, or great spiritual foodstuff. This is because the remnants of foodstuff offered to Lord Krishna is called prasad. But when the same prasad is eaten by a great devotee like Lord Shiva, it is called Mahaprasad. Lord Shiva is so great that he does not care for the material prosperity for which every conditioned soul is so eager. Parvati, who is the powerful material nature personified, is under Lord Shiva's full control, being his wife. And yet, Lord Shiva does not use her even to build a residential house. Shiva prefers to remain without shelter, and his great wife also agrees to live with him humbly. People in general worship Goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, for material prosperity. But Lord Shiva engages Durga in his service without material desire. Lord Shiva simply advises his great wife Durga Devi that of all kinds of worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the highest, and greater than that is the worship of a great devotee or anything in relation with Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva's uncivilized, devilish characteristics are never abominable because he teaches the sincere devotees of the Lord how to practice detachment from material enjoyment. Lord Shiva is called Mahadeva, or the greatest of all demigods, and no one is equal to or greater than Lord Shiva in the material world. Lord Shiva is almost equal with Lord Vishnu. And although Lord Shiva always associates with Maya, Durga Devi, Shiva is above the reactionary stage of the three modes of material nature. And although Shiva is in charge of devilish characters in the mode of ignorance, he himself is never affected by such association. Lord Shiva never accepts any luxurious dress, garland, ornament, or ointment. But those who are addicted to the decoration of their dead body, which is finally eatable by dogs, very luxuriously maintain the body as if it were the actual self. Such persons do not understand Lord Shiva, but they approach him for luxurious material comforts. And so, there are two kinds of devotees of Lord Shiva. One class is the gross materialist, seeking only bodily comforts from Lord Shiva. And the other class desires to become one with him. They are mostly impersonalist and prefer to chant Shivoham, I am Shiva, or after liberation, I shall become one with Lord Shiva. In other words, the karmis and jnanis are generally devotees of Lord Shiva, but they do not properly understand Shiva's real purpose in life. Sometimes, so-called devotees of Lord Shiva imitate him in using poisonous intoxicants. That is because once Lord Shiva swallowed an ocean of poison, and thus his throat became blue, and he became known as Nilakanta. These imitation Shivas try to follow him by indulging in poisons, and thus they are ruined. The real purpose of Lord Shiva is to serve the soul of the soul, Lord Krishna. Lord Shiva desires that all luxurious articles, such as nice garments, garlands, ornaments, and cosmetics, be given to Lord Krishna only because Krishna is the real enjoyer, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. Shiva refuses to accept such luxurious items himself because they are only meant for Krishna. However, since they do not know this real purpose of Lord Shiva, foolish persons either laugh at him or profitlessly try to imitate Shiva. Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga Devi, the controller of the material energy. Durga is personified material energy, and Lord Shiva, being her husband, is the controller of the material energy. Lord Shiva is also the incarnation of the mode of ignorance and one of the three deities representing the Supreme Lord Krishna. And as Krishna's representative, Lord Shiva is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is very great, and his renunciation of all material enjoyment is an ideal example of how one should be materially unattached. One should therefore follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva and be unattached to matter. And one must not imitate Lord Shiva's uncommon acts like drinking poison. Recorded April 23, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.